Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 144 today, verses 5 through 11. Psalm 144, verses 5 through 11. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Flash forth the lightning and scatter them. Send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from on high. Rescue me and deliver me from the many waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you, who gives victory to kings, who rescues David his servant from the cruel sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Now, as David is writing this section of the psalm, I don't know if you noticed, but he said the same thing twice in verse 8 and verse 11. In verse 8, he says, who's talking about these foreigners whose mouths speak lies and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. And he says it again in verse 11, whose mouths speak lies and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Back in that day, when you gave someone your right hand, it was a covenant. It was a promise. It's kind of like our handshake today. But here David is praying for deliverance from deceitful people, people that actually give their right hand, but it's not for real. The world, by the way, I think you already know this, but I'm going to remind you, is full of lies and deceit. People break promises, they break their contracts, they break their covenants. But the Bible is very clear that we who are children of God, who are representing God in our lives as his children, we're not to take the name of the Lord in vain. And what that means actually is that we should live our lives in such a way that we look like God. We represent him honestly. We should be people of honesty and truth. Our yes should be yes, and our no should be no. Listen to Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 through 37. He says, again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it's his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Listen to what he's saying. He says, look, if you're someone that has to say, I really mean it this time, or scout's honor, or I swear, that means that you're not believable and you have to do something else to make what you're saying believable. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. And what that means is when you say yes, do it. When you say no, don't do it. And that's how we are good representatives of God. When he says something, he does it. We can trust God at his word. If we can't trust God at his word, we're in a lot of trouble. And here David is saying, look, these people, they pretend to be on my side, but their mouths speak lies and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. So how do we know? How do we know then when people are being deceitful to us? In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, listen to verses 13 through 15. Paul says, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it's no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, their end will correspond to their deeds. So if there are those who are going to pretend to be good and pretend to be on our side and pretend to be Christians or representatives of God, how are we going to know? Well, that's why David is praying, Lord, you deliver me. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, help me to see things for how they really are. And his spirit will give you a peace when you're dealing with someone who's honest. And he'll give you a check, if you will, in your spirit when you're dealing with someone who's deceitful. And in time, it will become clear. But God says, I have designed this whole world and your life to be one in which you rely on me. As I was driving to the radio station this morning to record these programs, the song played, I Need Thee. Every hour I need thee. We need to stay in tune with the Lord, who is the only one who knows people's true hearts. Understand there are going to be people that will give you the right hand, but it's a right hand of falsehood. And you need to trust that God will show you the difference between those who are true and those who are false. He will. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.